knowing all the options you have at the end of life really helps you to plan. And most people don't know them, and that's what the Hemlock Society of San Diego is for. That is, we have monthly meetings, and we try to present all sides of options. For example, Barbara Bush, when she checked herself out of the hospital and went home and decided to refuse any further treatment. And many people die that way, but some people don't. Some people want everything there ever was, even though it means a lot of suffering for the family, and often the care is futile. That is, the care is not really going to help restore their quality of life and is going to wind up maybe giving them an extra month or week or something, but at great psychological cost.
Do you know how many people in the state have taken advantage or availed themselves of this act?
We will know. I think the anniversary is June 9th, and we will know then because the state issues these reports annually on the date of the passage of the law. But the first date we had was after 6 months, and we knew that about 200 people, not quite 200 people, had used the law. But you have to contrast this with Canada, whose law passed at the same time, has the same population as we do in California, and 2,000 people took advantage of their law there because it's a much better law, much less restrictive, much easier to use, and doctors are more likely to not have any problems with it.
Is that an issue here, doctors not wanting to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's very good to have a law, but if you don't have access to it because you can't find a cooperating doctor, then it's tough. I've been talking to my doctors about it, and so many of them know nothing about what their hospital's policies are or what they would do if I asked them, which I'm not about to, but I think people should start discussing this with their doctors and just say, you know, I'm not terminal now, but when I will be, then I want to know, would you be willing to use the end-of-life option law and prescribe medication for me so I can die peacefully? And if they don't know anything about it, then certainly can call the Hemlock Society. We have a big meeting coming up on May 20th where we talk about a step-by-step description of how to use the End-of-Life Option Act to the Scottish Rite Center in Mission Valley. It's open to the public. It's free. It's at 1:30. We have a doctor who's been using this on patients, and he's had a lot of experience, and several people are coming whose loved ones use the End-of-Life Option Act and are testifying about how it went for them, what it cost, and how you die, and what the medication is, and all the details, everything you wanted to know about the End-of-Life Option Act.